Good afternoon, this is Taras Shimelda from American Century. Congratulations on an incredibly strong quarter. I have two questions. One is, talk a little bit more on the causes that you think are behind your gains in market share in newspapers and perhaps other types of media. And is this something that you specifically are doing that's giving you an advantage, or are there some mistakes that your competitors are making that you're not? That's one. And the second, with respect to the guidance or the new guidance that you may or may not give after the second quarter, it sounds to me like you still have certain doubts as to what is happening in Polish advertising market. And if you could please comment on the accuracy of this opinion, and if that opinion is accurate, if you could maybe give us some more idea of where these doubts are coming from. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Taras. Let me start with the second question, because that I can do that more briefly. As I said at the beginning, this market is still fairly shallow, meaning that there are several big players, such as telecom operators, whose decisions can basically move the market. Now, we telecom operators here already announced that they will be rebranding. Now, rebranding is a huge operation involving mega bucks. If that decision, because right now this all we hear is words, we don't know yet about the size of the budgets, we don't know when these budgets will actually hit the street, so to speak. But when they do, and if it's relatively early in the year, they can actually move the market by a couple of points, because those are huge budgets. So that has to do not so much with the lack of knowledge as much as A, structure of the market, and B, we simply don't yet have any tangible information about when they will hit. Because, for example, if they hit in September, they will only impact 4 months of the year. If they hit in June, you know, the impact will be much bigger on the year. So we don't know the timing, and we don't know the actual size of budgets yet. Yet, eventually, we'll learn. Once we learn, and we'll see that they increase the pool of money in the market, then we'll have to change, adjust our forecast. We're not talking about a huge adjustment, as I say, about 2 points, maybe up, of course. Now, on the first issue that you raised, where is the growth of market share coming? Let me start with the smaller businesses, because that's easier. AMS and magazines and radio. They're coming basically from the fact that, A, we bought businesses which, as you know, were broken. We're fixing them. We are improving their market effectiveness, and they're basically beginning to come into their own in terms of share. And, of course, those businesses were restructured a couple of years ago, and we see the fruit of restructuring in magazines. It's a question of adding a new, very successful magazine, Avanti. So I don't think our competitors are making any grievous mistakes and that we are getting pennies from heaven. I think that this is all sweat equity, so to speak. In the newspaper, of course, it's a little more complicated, because we are losing national share because of the new competitor fact. But in a way, thanks to the new competitor, which is harming local newspaper, we're picking up share in the local markets, because they're declining circulation, we're growing circulation. So overall, in the newspaper, on the when you look at all the markets together, national, local, and Warsaw, we have lost some, but we have gained in local, paradoxically, you know, thanks to fact. We have lost in national because of fact. I hope this answers your question. If not, ask me another.
One follow-up, and then I'll let other people ask. Going back to the guidance and this whole telecom issue, given the fact that, if I understand you correctly, you believe that the biggest impact of telecom rebranding and whatever else they're doing will be felt late in 2005, which the implication is that all this growth, the better than expected growth that you're seeing, is not a one-time thing driven by a specific event, but it's a broader development of the market. Wouldn't it make sense to upgrade guidance now, if that's the case?
No, I'll tell you why. We, of course, you know us. We're staying always slightly conservative. We don't want to show this exuberant optimism after one quarter. We think that there has been a lot of front loading again this year. Easter was earlier, moving some money from April to March, because we had March Easter this year. So we think that this, for now, this forecast, because of the front loading, we still feel we shouldn't change the forecast for the year. Now, of course, life may prove us wrong, but we are prepared after two quarters to relook the forecast, but not after one, because we have seen a similar effect last year when outdoors front loaded in the first quarter and then kind of went to pieces, for example.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Sanjay King of KNG. I got three questions. Number one, on your third book publishing project, which will start next week, would you say your costs related to the project to be comparable with a first project, or would you possibly have been able to negotiate better terms with media set and printers, etc.? I'm not asking about the figures, but the just general feeling. My second question is about to just make it clear about the share-based payment cost recognition, should we understand that you will announce the estimate for the cost in the second quarter and recognize it actually in the fourth quarter, or will it also be recognized already in the second quarter? And my third question is probably to the CFO. What's your estimate for fixed assets capex budget for this year for Agora?
Okay, let me start with the second question. It is our understanding right now from our auditors that the cost needs to be booked, the share-based payments, that the cost will be booked in the fourth quarter. But given the fact, of course, it's a non-cash expense. It's an accounting expense. Nevertheless, the impact, if the impact is significant, we'd like to give you a word to the wise, hence, in the way of doing a profit warning, we would announce our estimate after the second quarter, so that you know and you are prepared. So, your understanding is correct. An estimate, as verbiage in the report, in the second quarter, booked in the fourth, assuming that's what gets confirmed by the auditors. On the first item, which is the cost of the book project, we don't disclose that, but I don't think that there is any significant room for negotiations. These are standard variable costs, and I would not assume any great departures from the cost of the 20th Century Literature Project. And now I pass the microphone to Jarek Szaliński to answer your third question.
Good afternoon. Our estimation concerning CAPEX for the whole year is on the level of last year, which was about 40 million of Polish zloty.
40 million Polish zlotys?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello, it's Guy Czartoryski from HSBC. Congratulations on a great set of results, which were a pleasant surprise this morning. I've got a couple of questions. The first question is on the reduction in staff that you made last year. Now, the reduction in staff or the restructuring was announced at a time when you still had quite conservative estimates for the size of the advertising market. And I wondered if now that the market has perhaps over the last 18 months picked up a little more than you expected and perhaps there's more to be done, whether that level of staff you have now is something you would think is adequate going forward, or whether you'd seek to increase it. And the second question is a little bit more detailed, has to do with what sort of startup costs do you think would be associated with Logo going forward from here? Those are my two questions.
Okay. On the first question, reduction of staff, I would say, Guy, and thank you for your congratulations, and I thank everybody for your kind words. I'm sorry I neglected to say this before. We too are very pleased. At this point, I would say two things. They will contradict one another to some extent, but hopefully we'll be able to synthesize them. We had a slightly paradoxical effect after the restructuring of last year, which is, and I think you can see this effect, which is that our effectiveness went in a way up, our market effectiveness, because of mobilization and so on and so on. So, and because of maybe improved quality, because we also made some changes. On the one hand, I don't think that necessarily the quantity of staff is the key issue. On the other hand, as we continue increasing scale, and if we are successful in increasing scale, then it would be necessary to expect some growth in staff if we add new projects and new businesses. I mean, this will not happen without staff. The book project is an exception. That project, the books, encyclopedia, and so on, is because of the relationship with Mediaset and the fact that they are fulfilling a lot of the labor-intensive functions, such as production on it. That project is actually not labor-intensive for us. But there may be other ideas that we have, which will, have sort of more standard ratio of staff to revenues. And, you know, if we have that kind of staff growth, we will be happy. I'm trying to say we'll mind the cost, but we're also, as we are saying, set to grow. We think, you know, we have to leverage the positive advertising cycle. And if we are successful, then I would expect some growth of staff. Somebody's got to do it. Now, startup costs on Logo, I have no idea. But I'm sorry to be so blunt about it. I have no idea. I'm sure that it will be structurally similar to Avanti. Of course, Avanti is a monthly this is quarterly. Huh?
I think that the cost of Logo will be much lower than the cost of launch of Avanti last year.
Yeah, because it's a quarterly.
Yeah.
It's significantly lower.
Can I just ask one follow-up question? You have 280 million of cash. Is that becoming an issue now? And to be blunt, I mean, what do you intend to do with it?
As I said in my introductory remarks, we will make public our recommendation on the subject on May 20th.
Okay,
we're not ready
you.
To speak about it, but you have our frame, which we disclosed, that we undertook to pay a dividend and to annually look at where we are in terms of cash position and our needs, and to consider supplementing the dividend payment with buybacks.
Okay, thank you.
By May 20th, you'll have the answer, at least our answer. Then you'll have to wait for the answer of the general meeting of shareholders.
Hello, this is Małgorzata Soligowska from UBS. Congratulations again on your results. I've got a few questions. First of all, just a follow-up question on one of the previous ones on the new project. Can you tell us whether, the margins on encyclopedias and books differed significantly, and has the introduction of the flexible payment option led to a notable increase in volumes? What kind of circulation do you expect from the newest booked collection? Maybe I'll start with the first question.
Okay. Let me gather my thoughts here on the new projects. Of course, the price, cover price on the encyclopedia was much higher, which kind of gives us, you know, makes it a bigger project than the 20th century literature project, both in terms of revenues and profits. In terms of the new project, frankly, this project is just launched, and we are sort of trying to build on the successes, but with each new project, we don't know until the first few volumes about how attractive people are finding it. So it's simply too early to tell, because, as you know, the first book is always free. We need several weeks to see what kind of appeal the project has. But by definition, because of the cover price, encyclopedia tends to be the biggest hit.
And maybe on the flexible payment options, I'm sorry,
I forgot. That's totally immaterial.
Mm-hmm. And maybe a couple of follow-up questions. On the newsprint cost, that seems to have been year-on-year, quarter-on-quarter. Part, obviously, of that has been attributed to the FX effect. Can you confirm whether, for instance, you have booked favorable paper contracts in euros prices, and are we going to see a kind of a sustainable effect in the coming quarters as well of that? That's one question. Maybe another one on the local radio stations. I saw an article that you are thinking of maybe doing combining the local radio stations with a national station. Can you update us on that strategy, please?
Okay, let's start with the newsprint question, and I will ask Jarek Szaliński to respond to that.
As far as newsprint cost is concerned, there is positive effect coming from exchange rate. Yes, we confirm we have one-year contracts in euros, and we should expect positive impact coming from exchange rate till that moment it comes. And for this year, you know what are the estimations concerning that.
Yeah. And we also gave guidance, I don't know if you noticed that, in our fourth quarter report and in this report, that we expect that over the year the material costs, which means basically mostly newsprint and then, of course, plates, inks, and so on and so on, will be up about 1%, because, of course, as the advertising market improves and we print more advertising, then, of course, we're also using more newsprint. On the second question, this was local radio and interest in national radio. Again, this is pretty much... what we have to say about this is we would be interested in combining. We think the best strategy is a combination of local and national operation on the advertising front. That can mean anything from working together, you know, combining advertising offers to capital arrangements. That's a theoretical comment. And of course, if there were a market opportunity to do such a joint venture or to co-invest, we would be happy to do that.
But you don't see any at the moment in the short term?
We can't basically, you know, if we see anything and if it's sort of seems to pan out, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
I mean, it's premature to discuss it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and thank you for your congratulations again.
Oh, hi, it's me again. Looking at this quarter in which we are now, are you seeing, I realize you may not be able to give specific numbers, but are you seeing any divergences for the better or for the worse from the trends that we saw in the first quarter, either in circulation or pricing, or volumes for advertising, anything, any area?
You mean, are you talking about after the end of the first quarter?
So far in this quarter.
It's too early to tell, and we don't usually give interim reports, but I did tell you that we had an impact on the newspaper of the Memorial Week. So that's one thing we think we'll make it up eventually. And, of course, there is usual seasonality, which we should expect. You know, usually the second quarter is better than the first quarter, the third quarter stinks, the fourth quarter is good. So that seasonality is still here with us. Right now, we don't have any causes for concern here, other than the usual business of the business. Now, I hope you all understand, I'll say this again because you know me, don't get used to the 38% top line growth, because that figure reflects, on the one hand, that we are, fundamental growth of the 13% growth in the advertising market, 14% growth in our advertising revenues, improved, other revenues, etc., etc. But it also reflects sort of expansion of the business, lack of comparability, adding of publishing business, which is big, and Avanti. So that figure, as we move to the second quarter, that gap will start closing. Avanti was introduced in April. Books started in June. As we move to the third quarter, will be apples to apples. So please remember that and adjust your thinking about the rate of revenue growth to that. Thank you all for attending. And as usual, if you have follow-up questions, please call our responsive IR department, which will be happy to answer them. And I, again, thanks for congratulations and thanks for being here with us. And cheers. Bye-bye.